Many of us fear bad things. We fear pain, we fear struggle. We fear the possible outcomes of choices we make or hardships that may arise from change. And oftentimes, I found myself avoiding things that could possibly hurt me due to this fear. Avoiding people, things, places, or thinking about certain moments. My lifestyle became very minimalistic. Only the necessary things could be in it because nothing else mattered. They only served as points of vulnerability. I took a little longer than usual to write this episode because I'm going to talk about something that I recently learned and I'm still learning. So it took a while for me to really understand it. And I thought this mindset of wanting to surround myself with only the necessary things was the right thing to do because I felt safe. But as the days went on and as I wasn't able to find joy or appreciation for the little things in life because I didn't let myself notice these little things, I realized something really important. Value is free. Meaning is free. Purpose is free. You can choose to value anything, even something as simple as a rock you found when you were six at your favorite childhood playground, even something as abstract as the feeling you get that makes you swing your legs, giggling to yourself while sitting in your chair. You can choose what is meaningful to you, the compliment from the girl at the cafe, or the way your friend listens to you every time you speak. You can choose to give purpose to anything. Your favorite blue pen, even though you have countless others, is important because you bought it for yourself last year on your birthday. And when I truly embraced this concept, I began to question, what really makes something or someone valuable to me? What really has meaning? What really is purposeful in my life? When I stopped answering these questions with the simple answer of only the things and people I need to survive, I think that's when I began to realize how important it is to live a life unafraid of loving everything that even brings you the slightest bit of happiness, because life's too short to love only the things that'll stay forever. And I want to say that I understand how sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it's challenging to find value in these everyday, plain, regular things we see in our lives, especially when our minds are distracted by the pain or problems we go through. Sometimes it makes us feel so vulnerable to have a life with so many intricate details because anything can be temporary. But on the days that it gets slightly better, or when you're feeling a little bit braver, remember that this is your life, and you can choose to live a rich, fulfilling one by giving all the mundane aspects of your life great value. Imagine you are a business owner, and everything you sell is every tiny detail in your life. But the thing is that you aren't selling these parts to anyone, but you can write prices for each item. The larger the value of the items, the more your entire business is worth, the more monetary value you have. You can choose to write any number on those price tags because regardless of whether someone comes up to criticize how pointless something is and that it shouldn't be worth that much, it doesn't matter because you aren't selling it anyway. It's yours. The hardest lesson I learned while living a minimalistic life is that since I can give value to simple things, I can give value to the bad things also. A trait I really respect in people is the ability to not be afraid to experience hardship, to not be afraid in starting or doing things that could potentially hurt them. I think people like that have a strong sense of trust in themselves to not lose who they are whenever they face a challenge. And I tried really, really hard to be more like these people because I didn't understand how they could be so willing to put themselves through things, because even though I knew they thought it was going to be worth it in the end, in my head, I was afraid of what might happen to me while getting there. When I started to realize the way I was living and that I was being minimalistic not to have a simple life and achieve my goals like I convinced myself I was doing, but because of the fear of growing fond of parts of my life that could disappear at any moment, and the fear of putting myself out of the safety where I knew I wouldn't lose sight of who I am, I knew that I had to give pain value. I don't think it's about actively seeking bad things or bringing people into your life that you know will only harm you, but it's about trusting yourself to acknowledge that pain and struggle and giving it a purpose in teaching you, building your resilience, or ending up with something worth far more than you imagined. It's about valuing pain, but valuing the good things in your life more. To know you still have a fulfilling life and that you can find appreciation for the world within yourself through it all. I want you to know the importance of beauty in life. Beautiful things are things that you can sit back and love just for being there, regardless of whether they serve a specific purpose. You might take a walk in the park to see the colorful fall leaves because they're beautiful, or use up all your paint to make the prettiest painting you ever made. You feel in awe when in presence of beautiful things, seeing the bright red of a flower, hearing the faint buzz of bees around it, smelling the floral scent that reminds you of your favorite perfume, feeling the soft petals, later tasting the honey made by those bees. Those things all make flowers beautiful. And when you take a second to absorb that awe you feel, I think that's the moment you truly live in the exact time you are, and it brings you back to wherever you need to be. Incorporate more beauty in your life and notice the beauty that's already there. For me, remembering the importance of beauty make me love writing words and seeing art. I started to let my guard down to grow fond of the little things in my life and of the new people I meet. I'm remembering who I am and enjoying the things I used to, but the best part is that I'm more resilient and brave. It's become easier to be okay with harder times because I know I'm strong enough, because I know I'm always able to see wonderful things regardless of what tries to blind me. I've made an episode talking about happiness before, and I think now my definition of happiness is simply trust. Trusting myself to value so many things in the world because value is free and the world seems more beautiful that way. Trusting myself to stay grounded even through times that try to pull me away from keeping the outlook on life I believe in. Trusting myself to understand and be patient while healing bit by bit with every beautiful thing I incorporate into my life. I hope when you remember this, when you remember to notice the beauty in your life, and when you remember to value the most random things, you will develop a certain strength within you that will never go away. And through the fear or the pain, you will be okay losing grip on yourself because you know you will come back. With time, you will realize the best way to protect yourself is to stay connected with the world until you lose and find yourself so many times, the world becomes yours.